Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and today we're going to look into the science on prunes or dried plums and whether or how they might be able to help you prevent osteoporosis or even reverse bone loss. I've also got a few thoughts on the recent New York Times piece on whether Americans are in danger of protein overload, which several of you asked me to comment on after it was published. Nutrition Diva listener Eleanor writes, "Can you comment on the benefits of prunes to stimulate bone growth? There are a lot of websites that are promoting prunes as a scientifically proven way to ward off osteoporosis. I'd love it if you would give these claims a critical look." In fact, there has been quite a bit of research done on dried plums or prunes and their effects on bone health. Some of the results have been very impressive. One study, for example, found that subjects who had already experienced substantial bone loss were able to completely reverse these losses by eating prunes every day. And others showed that eating prunes can help prevent that bone loss from occurring in the first place. The only problem is that these studies were all done in mice, and they involved eating prunes as 25% of the entire diet. And I'll just pause for a moment to let you contemplate the potential impact of that. So the real question is, can prunes prevent bone loss in humans? And there have also been a few trials involving real human beings. One of them compared the effects of eating 100 grams of prunes or 75 grams of dried apples and how that affected bone mass in women who were past menopause. The study went on for an entire year, but during that time, both groups also took calcium and vitamin D supplements. Both groups, those eating the prunes and also those eating the dried apples, experienced similar increases in the bone density of their hips and their thigh bones. The group eating the prunes had slightly better results in their spines and forearms. While the difference at those two sites was statistically significant, I'm not sure it was all that meaningful. Honestly, both the apple and the prune groups did pretty well. Unfortunately, however, the study didn't include a group that was only taking calcium and vitamin D. So it's a little hard to say whether the prunes or the dried apples offered any substantial benefit above and beyond what the women were getting from their supplements. 100 grams of prunes, by the way, is about 12 prunes, and that amounts to about 240 calories. Fortunately, the women eating the prunes did not experience any significant weight gain over the course of the year. Still, if that sounds like more prunes than you care to eat every day, a subsequent study did find that eating half that many prunes each day works just about as well as eating the full 100 grams. Again, however, the positive effect, while statistically significant, was still modest. The most recent human study asked whether eating prunes would enhance the positive effect of resistance or weight training on bone mineral density. Unfortunately, it didn't. So what's in prunes that could help your bones? Prunes contain several nutrients known to have a positive influence on bone health, including vitamin K, boron, potassium, and various antioxidants. You can get all of these nutrients from other sources, of course. For example, a quarter cup of broccoli gives you as much vitamin K as you'd get from the same amount of prunes. A quarter of an avocado or six dried apricots provides the same amount of boron as 3 to 4 prunes. And an ounce of almonds or a half cup of kidney beans will give you at least as much potassium as a serving of prunes. Just for fun, I put together a little chart comparing the amounts of various vitamins and antioxidants in prunes with other common foods, and I included that with the transcript for today's show, which is at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And as always, in the transcript, I have linked to all of the research that I've described today. That said, prunes do have at least one unique benefit. They can be a very effective treatment for constipation. Now, if you appreciate that benefit, or maybe you just enjoy prunes, I actually think they're delicious. There's no reason not to include them in your diet, but I would still have to characterize the evidence that prunes offer a unique and/or a significant advantage in terms of preventing or reversing bone loss as limited and preliminary. Whether or not you decide to make prunes a daily habit, I have 4 other recommendations for maintaining strong bones. And now, my 4 tips for maintaining healthy bones. Number 1, Be sure you're eating a good variety of vegetables, nuts, and legumes because all of these provide the same sort of bone-building nutrients as you get from prunes. Number two, don't skimp on protein. Your body needs protein in order to build and maintain strong, healthy bones. Number three, consider taking a vitamin D supplement. Vitamin D is critical for both calcium absorption and bone formation. And the truth is, it's pretty difficult to get enough vitamin D from diet alone. Calcium supplements are recommended really only if you cannot get enough calcium from your diet. And then I'd recommend that you take only as much as you need to fill the gap between your diet and the recommended intake. And for most people, that's going to be somewhere between 250 and 500 milligrams of calcium per day. And finally, exercise regularly and as vigorously as you safely can. Weight-bearing exercise that involves low to moderate impact, such as walking, running, jumping rope, dancing, and tennis, can help you build stronger bones. Weight training or other resistance exercises, such as elastic bands or tubes, is also really important. And finally, activities that help you build and maintain balance and flexibility, such as yoga or Pilates, are especially important as we get older. And speaking of protein, many of you asked me to comment on last week's column in the New York Times entitled, "Can You Get Too Much Protein?" Of course, you can get too much protein, just like you can get too much water or fiber or vitamin A. The real question is, how much is too much and how many of us are actually in danger of exceeding recommended intakes? According to the guidelines provided by the Institutes of Medicine, it would appear that very few of us have reason to worry. Average American protein intake is well below the suggested maximum. In fact, most Americans could double their protein intake and still be below the suggested maximum. I'm not necessarily suggesting that you need to do that, but I do think that this article generated more heat than light. I wrote a more detailed response to this column on my blog at nutritionovereasy.com if you'd like to read that or add your comments. Is there a study or a trend that you'd like me to look into? Feel free to send me an email or post it on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. Thanks again to Eleanor for suggesting today's topic, and thanks to you for listening. Have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.